Unit 2. Fashion. Chapter 1. Fashionable decisions.
Fashionable decisions. Fashion trends aren't only dictated by a few well-known clothing designers. Some people use their clothes to make a statement about individual style, beliefs, musical tastes, or cultural identity. Additionally, celebrities have always had a very direct influence on what is trendy or in fashion. Just look around and you'll see young people trying to create the same look as the movie stars, pop musicians, or other famous people that they idolize. Looking back at changes in clothing styles over past decades, it seems that fashion trends tend to occur in cycles. The 1950s. White t-shirts, patent leather shoes, and slicked back hair were essential for young men in the 50s. Popular fashions for young women were poodle skirts and calf-length slacks called pedal pushers. Many young men imitated the fashion of Elvis Presley and movie star James Dean. Young women looked to movie stars such as Audrey Hepburn. The 1960s. This decade saw many changes in the way young people dressed. As the decade continued, young people grew their hair longer, and a much more comfortable, casual look became popular. Both men and women wore tight jeans that widened from the knee down, often personalized with patches or drawings. T-shirts were still popular with men, but now with new designs and slogans. For women, loose-fitting cotton blouses, flowery dresses, and fashion designer Mary Quant's invention, the miniskirt, were very popular. Both men and women took their fashion cues from the many rock bands and singers that exploded on the scene. U.S. First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy also greatly influenced women's fashion. The 1970s. In the 1970s, both men and women wore bell-bottom pants, wide lapels, and platform shoes. This was the disco period, and shirts made of synthetic materials had brilliant colors and sometimes dizzying patterns. By the end of the decade, the punk fashion movement, with its spiky hair, torn clothes, and Dr. Martin's boots had begun. Fashion icons of the decade included John Travolta, Farrah Fawcett, and David Bowie. The 1980s. Although the punk influence continued, many young men got much neater and more conservative in designer jeans and polo shirts. Young women wore dresses and jackets with big shoulder pads. A new cultural emphasis on exercise led to new casual wear, such as brilliantly colored sweatsuits and running suits of new synthetic materials. For women, Princess Diana was very influential, as were the television series Dynasty and Dallas for both women and men. The 1990s. Perhaps partly as a reaction to the formal, business-like 80s, casual style was extremely popular in the 1990s. Companies permitted and even encouraged a business casual look. Both women and men wore loose-fitting trousers. Asian influences were seen in the popularity of cheongsam dresses and the new wave of inexpensive Asian-made accessories. In addition, the retro look, combining styles of earlier decades, became quite popular. Gwen Stefani, Jennifer Aniston, boy bands such as Backstreet Boys, and fashion designers Abercrombie & Fitch, Donna Karan, Tommy Hilfiger, Calvin Klein, and Ralph Lauren were looked to for fashion leadership. Today's fashion. Although we're too close to post-2000 fashion to really see it clearly, a few trends can be perceived. The latest technology, such as mobile phone earpieces and MP3 players, has become part of a modern look. Midriffs have never been more popular, along with low-rise jeans, tattoos, and body piercing. The baggy, oversized clothes of the gangsta look remain popular with many young people. Britney Spears, Anna Kournikova, Justin Timberlake, and David Beckham have all been at the forefront of fashion trends. The long and interesting history of fashion has provided us with many interesting choices. Perhaps the clothes you are wearing right now were inspired by celebrities, musicians, or cultural movements. In each decade, there seems to be a change in style to allow us to make a statement about our taste and identity.